Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jasmine and Charlize with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Refugee Action Collective Queensland have been protesting 24/7 outside of Treasurer Jim Chalmers' electoral office in Logan, demanding justice for refugee rights in Australia. Protesters are on day 24 of their continuous protest to push for permanent visas, an end to detention centres, and overall improvement in the lifestyle of asylum seekers being mistreated under the Australian government. 24/7 protests are happening in Sydney, Melbourne, and now Brisbane. They're inviting the public to join and show support. At 11:30 a.m. today, the Queensland Greens are expected to unveil their plans to create a state-owned mining company to take control of the state's mineral wealth industry and share royalties fairly. The company, Queensland Minerals, would require an upfront investment of $4 billion and would be expected to produce a revenue of $14 billion by 2050. It's expected to create 1,000 jobs, prioritizing former coal and gas mining workers and local First Nations people. 3% of Australia's gas and oil revenue return to the public as royalties under the current organization, while countries like Norway keep 55% of the value of their oil and gas.
In national news, Queensland has begun holding educational forums ahead of launching its truth-telling and healing inquiry later this month. Some of the initial forums have been held on Weyburn, Thursday Island, the Torres Strait Islands central logistical hub. Other states that have taken up the truth-telling process include Victoria, Northern Territory, South Australia and New South Wales. As a state election looms, the opposition leader David Crisafulli promises to roll Queensland's Path to Treaty Act back if they win. The New South Wales government spending priorities are shifting from infrastructure-based projects to rapid housing supply projects. The government says its target is to build 377,000 homes by mid-2029. Peter Achterstratt, New South Wales Productivity Commissioner, said that if they reach this target, Sydney rent could be down by as much as 10%. Currently, the target is falling short, with yearly building approvals falling at 42,000 dwellings, when rates should be closer to 75,000. To achieve this target, the federal government will need to increase the amount of construction workers in the next Australian migration intake. In international news, China is ending its international adopting program, sparking concerns for families who currently have pending adoption applications. With US families occupying the highest foreign country adoption rates, prospective and current adoptive parents hope that these children will be taken care of in their country of origin. However, fear that this announcement could cut avenues for children connecting with their birth families and previous orphanages.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with sunny conditions expected later. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Spring is here in Australia and it's such a good time to get started in beekeeping.